Peace. The government's plan to recognize and remunerate village elders under the Nyumbakumi initiative is expected to bolster peaceful coexistence between the communities living in the Sondu area along the Kericho-Kisumu border. Speaking during a sensitization forum to promote peace in Sondu town, the Kericho County Commissioner Gilbert Kitio said that the government recognizes that the village elders offer essential services as the gatekeepers in their villages in ensuring peace prevails, law and order are maintained, and crucial information regarding the security of their villages communicated to the relevant authorities in time for action. Kitio explained that the policy that the government intends to implement will recognize village elders as the village administrative elders and will report to their respective assistant chiefs. The over 80 village elders present at the Peace Resilience Project, courtesy of the Free Pentecostal Fellowship in Kenya, were enlightened that their role is key in helping the government eradicate vices such as illicit brews, cattle rustling, and tribal conflicts that are common in the area. A group of elders from Swan Sigoet Sub-County and the National Government Administration Offices, Ngao, at a sensitization forum on peace and security in Sondu town at the Kisumu-Kericho border, an area that has long experienced inter-ethnic conflicts. Photos by Kibe Mburu. The government is very serious on the issue concerning village elders, and so they are required to assist the government in security, intelligence, and mobilizing the villages to participate in government programs, he said. The county commissioner insisted on the importance of the role of village elders in providing credible intelligence and early warning information through the assistant chiefs, adding that the elders will also play a cardinal role in the settlement of civil cases within their villages together with a panel of elders. The village elders are also expected to be maintaining a register of incidents in the village and participate in peace and security matters about their respective village unit, added Kitio. During the forum that also brought together Swan Sigoet division representatives, members of the clergy and the county security team, the CC congratulated the Kiprandich group of men, who have played an instrumental role in the recovery of stolen livestock in the area, and encouraged them to also ensure they arrest the culprits and take them to the police to face the full force of the law. The Kiprandich men are promoting peace in the area because now the villagers cannot fight each other over stolen livestock, since they are assured that their livestock will be recovered, said Kitio. The administrator urged the elders to create awareness among the villagers on the need to be cautious as the heavy rains continue pounding the country, by urging them not to cross flooded rivers. The elders were also charged with the responsibility of quickly documenting and reporting to the relevant authorities incidents that could occur as a result of the ongoing heavy rains to avert cases of loss of lives and destruction of property within their localities. Last week, Kericho County Governor Dr. Eric Matai and his Kisumu counterpart Professor Anyang Nyong'o signed the Kisumu-Kericho border peace deal dubbed the Kendu Bay Declaration, whose objective is ending clashes between the two communities in Sondu town. The National Cohesion and Integration Commission, NCIC, presided over the signing of the PCE deal in Kendu Bay Town, Homer Bay County, that seeks to tame ethnic clashes at the Kisumu-Kericho border, which has led to the loss of lives and property in the recent past. Two governors affirmed their commitment to foster peace and prioritize youth empowerment to address marginalization, a move aimed at finding a lasting solution to the perennial boundary dispute in Sondu town.